AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The University of Cincinnati says police officer Ray Tensing has been fired. Tensing has been indicted on a murder charge, accused of killing a driver during a traffic stop. Jeffrey Blackwell is the city police chief in Cincinnati.
We take an oath, and it's a heavy burden. It really is, especially now. People are provocative, and they're filming us, and it's a tough job. It's the most difficult policing environment in the history of our nation. But that doesn't excuse away bad behavior.
According to a police report, Tensing said he was dragged by the car and forced to shoot. In Santa Cruz, California, a 15-year-old is being charged as an adult in connection with the death of an 8-year-old girl.
This is Adrian Jerry Gonzalez, and he is facing charges of murder, kidnapping, sexual assault, and lying in wait. And again, he has been charged as an adult.
The AP's Kristen Bender reports police say the girl was lured from a courtyard where she had been riding her scooter over the weekend. The parents of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes have been testifying in the penalty phase of his trial in Centennial, Colorado.
He was not a violent person, at least until the event.
That's Robert Holmes. Arlene Holmes says she would have been crawling on all fours to reach him had she known that her son was talking about killing people weeks before the 2012 shooting. The jury must decide if Holmes gets the death penalty or life in prison. The Coast Guard says the search for two teen fishermen off Florida is open and active.
There's been a lot of rumors that the search has been suspended. I just want to refute that. The search has not been suspended. It is still active.
That is Coast Guard Captain Mark Fedor. Crews have been searching for 14-year-olds Perry Cohen and Austin Stefanos for 6 days. The Fed is looking to be on track to raise interest rates later this year. They want to see more inflation and an improvement in the economy. On Wall Street, stocks finish higher. The Dow gained 121 points. This is AP Radio News. The top Republican in Congress is brushing off an effort to replace him. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
A resolution by North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows to strip House Speaker John Boehner of his position as the top House leader is going nowhere, having been referred to the Rules Committee, whose GOP members are loyal to the Speaker. Boehner called it an effort by one of a handful of his caucus that he says are off the reservation.
This is one member, all right? I've got broad support amongst my colleagues. And frankly, it isn't even deserving of a vote.
And Boehner says he hasn't talked with Meadows, adding, why? Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Also on Capitol Hill, the House is expected to vote today on a bill that would extend spending authority for transportation programs through the end of October. The Senate is expected to vote on the bill before Friday's deadline. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.